Ano. That computer's got to be swamped with data. Now, why isn't it offering any prediction as to whether that planet can support life?
It has been scanning the data continuously ever since we first became aware of the planet's existence. But it still reports it to be insufficient.
I don't understand how it can control a reconnaissance flight to that surface and at the same time not tell us whether that surface can sustain life.
Well, in neither case, Commander, would computer be so irrational as to guess.
Moving into low orbit for final descent. Now, Paul.
Confirm final descent now, Pete.
Yeah, we made good time.
Your computer made a bad mistake.
We're 2 hours ahead of schedule.
Check the figures, Connor.
When will they ever learn?
Hey, this one's a weirdie, Ed.
Is that what you expected?
Computer's unusually reticent. I just don't know what to expect.
They're too low and their G-forces are increasing rapidly.
They're doing just fine by computer.
Yeah, well, computer's gotta be wrong.
Did you get that, Pete?
On course and holding. Everything's fine.
They're too close and they're too fast.
There is data discrepancy and the difference is increasing.
Check it out manually, Pete.
G-forces are 7 above computer's estimate. They won't be able to hold that.
Synchronize with our onboard computer.
Both computers confirm G-forces as estimated.
Well, they're wrong. What the hell are you doing?
A little low flying. You jealous?
Pete!
All transmissions ceased.
Scanner.
A blip just disappeared.
I kept on telling you computer had insufficient data. It cannot assess the planet unless you feed it the right information.
Look, I am not concerned about the computer's assessment of the planet. I want to know why it failed up all the normal flying data. Time, distance, orbital velocity, rate of descent, G-factors. Connor, you can't have got this thing more in about face.
But computer does not make that kind of mistake.
What are you telling me I do?
Alan?
Look, it was 2 of my mates that died out there.
Connor's men are making a thorough check on computer right now.
Yes, but so far they've found not the smallest malfunction.
Computer's a problem we can handle. What bothers me is why Irving and Davis had no sense of danger.
Because they believed what that lousy computer told them to believe.
Which is why I want you to fly manual all the way. You're not to rely on the computer at all.
That'll be a pleasure, Commander.
Oh, Alan. For some reason, Irving also ignored all advice for main mission. Now, I want you to obey any order Paul gives you, even if it sounds irrational.
Like I said, it'll be a pleasure, Commander.
I put this chart together from some astro shots I took myself. It seems that we should have more time with Planet Perry than computer thought. See, the curve of our course is tightening. We're being drawn closer than we expected.
Well, that could be either good or bad. In other words, if that planet can sustain us, then it gives us more time to explore and make up our minds. But if it's affecting us badly, then the closer we get, the worse it'll be.
You all right?
I'll be all right. Unconscious. Rapid heartbeat. According to his monitor, he's fine.
It seems the amounts of oxygen in our atmosphere were slowly decreasing. Our own hearts have made a natural adjustment. Victor's mechanical heart didn't.
You know what this means? We can't even rely on a computer for normal internal services. Damn it. Sandra, this is Koenig. I want you to put alpha atmosphere control on manual and keep your eye glued to it. It's ridiculous. We can't put all our services on manual. We don't have enough personnel.
Cut the direct oxygen.
Well, any after effects?
No. I'm all right. Just a few strange fantasies.
Any clues as to what's happening to us?
Well, I always say we're having some problems with computer, but I think we'll be all right. You know, I have a very powerful instinct that Piri is going to be just the right place for us.
Well, it'll take a lot more than fantasy to convince me of that. Dr. Russell. She's dead. The transfusion blood supply stopped.
Doctor, how could you possibly allow this to happen?
I can't control everything. I am not a computer.
Yep. Computer was wrong about the G-force. But I've cut my approach speed right back. And I reckon we're holding on nicely.
According to this, he's right over the crash site.
Down the line, Alan. You're right on it.
They haven't crashed.
They're all right.
They're just hanging there, motionless.
What do you mean?
Well, don't ask me how, Commander, but she's all in one piece, and that's good enough for me. I'm going to dock.
Just keep her steady, Jonathan.
I'm going through now, Paul.
Okay. Good luck.
Paul.
Go ahead, Alan.
It's Amari Celeste. There's no one here.
Alan, get back here. Kano, I want to talk to you. You can sit if you'd like.
All right. What's going on? Straight and simple.
We can find no fault in the system.
I just left diagnostic. Sarah Graham was hooked to a computerized monitor during what should have been a simple blood transfusion. She died. Her blood supply suddenly stopped. Professor Bergman's collapse was due to lack of oxygen because computer went haywire. Now, it's fouling everything from Comlock systems to important data, and we're in desperate trouble.
Except there have been...
Otto, we've got to find out what's going on that planet. And obviously, computer's not functioning properly. Now, let's find out why.
But we can find no fault.
Then maybe we're looking for the wrong things in the wrong way. Now, I don't understand what's going on that planet, nor what happened to Irving and Davis. But somehow, that planet is affecting our computer here in Alpha. There's one way I know to find out how.
I have thought of it.
Are you willing to go through with it?
As you say, Commander, there is only one way.
All set?
All set.
I've asked David Connor to go through with this because of what's happening here on Alpha. Dr. Russell will fill you in on the medical background.
Connell was one of the few people to take part in an experimental program on Earth. He underwent an operation to implant a complex of fiber sensors in the cortex of his brain. The intention was to link the enormous memory and calculating ability of the computer with the unique thinking ability of the human brain.
Now, that planet is affecting our computer here in Alpha in a way we can't detect. We hope by getting inside that computer, Connell will be able to determine exactly how it's being affected.
I swore I'd never go through this again.
Medically, I was opposed to the experiment. But your case converted me.
What you mean is I survived it once, but the other three patients ended up mindless vegetables. What does that do to my chances now?
Yours was the undeniable success story.
Let's get on with it.
Good luck, Colonel.
That's it. We're in orbit.
If we're in orbit, we're trapped.
All the time we need.
Victor, I don't understand your sudden optimism about that planet. I mean, so far we've lost three men, and that doesn't encourage me one bit.
We have no idea what happened to them. There's no rational explanation. It could happen to any one of us. Yet it didn't happen to you.
Well, I was on manual.
Yes, and you were instructed to disregard everything computer told you.
planet will support life.
Details?
To follow.
Victor, we can't rely on it. That computer seems to be telling us just what we want to hear.
Well, there must be some kind of life there. Some power, at least.
And not necessarily malevolent. Come on, John, cheer up. This could be the end of the road.
Victor, when we do leave Alpha for the last time, it'll be our decision, our choice. I don't like being presented with an accomplished fact. Communications?
Not a whisper.
Alan, we're going down. Nice touchdown, Alan. Under no circumstances you'll leave the ship.
And call you if anything happens. I wish I could be sure I'd have time for that. No place like home.
Helena?
What have you found?
Well, whatever these things are or were, they're dead now. I get no readings at all.
Don't give up, John. Early days yet.
You see these things?
Yeah, fascinating. I'll take a little walk. I'll call you if I see anything unusual.
Anything unusual?
Talk to me. Kano! Kano, listen to me!
Computer is right. Piri is just perfect for all our needs.
There's nothing here, Kano. There's no life.
There is light.
I am sent to calm your fears and bring you peace. Welcome to Piri. I have come like this in human form so that you may understand my presence. Are you afraid of me?
No, you look very human. What worries me is what I don't understand, what I can't see. Who sent you?
I am the servant of the Guardian. We found your moon floating helplessly through our universe. And we have brought you here to relieve you of your human pain.
Are you inviting us to stay here, to settle here?
That is the will of the Guardian. Being human, you are wondering about its power. Come, I will show you the peace of Pirion. Millennia ago, this planet was peopled by Pirions of great technical skill. They built a world of machines to run the necessities of life so that they could enjoy their pleasure. Then they created the Guardian to control the machines and save them from decision. Their life was perfect, and the Guardian was directed to maintain it.
Well, that's not possible, not for human beings. We're born, grow old, and die. It's transient, imperfect. Life can't be maintained.
Because you are imperfect. You Earthmen take time for granted. Absolute perfection lasts forever. And so the Guardian has suspended time.
This place is not suitable for human life.
There are many forms of life.
We like the form we have. My men, how did you get them here?
We reached out and offered them happiness, and they accepted. Time is stopping for them.
Life is stopping for them.
They are at peace.
The peace of death.
You have seen, Commander, and have not understood. Your fear is from ignorance, and it has made you stubborn. But you will accept, as they have done.
This place is not for us. I'll make them understand.
That is not possible. They have accepted the dominion of the Guardian.
Connor, come with me. You're dying here.
You must accept, Commander.
I will not accept. Come with me, Connor.
You must conform.
Pete, come with me. Come with me.
The Guardian is making you perfect. It is the prime directive.
No!
Receiving?
Yeah. No, I heard you.
Nice place, huh? Kind of peaceful.
It's no place for us, Alan.
Nice people?
Hello, Alpha. This is Koenig and Eagle 2-4. Do you hear me?
Come in, Alpha. This is an emergency. Come in, Alpha. I need help. Alpha, I'm not receiving you.
Paul, I need directions for final approach. Have Dr. Russell and a medical team stand by. Carter is unconscious.
Come on!
Commander, relax. You had a fall. You passed out at the party, that's all.
Party.
Here, drink some of this.
Dr. Russell, where is she?
She's attending a command conference now. Commander?
Good morning, sir.
Section G7 will complete loading on schedule at 0958. Eagle 2-6 will lift off from launch pad 1, taking up parking position on lunar surface at station 305. Eagle 2-7 will stand by in loading bay 8 to await further instruction.
Well, that's something I don't think we have to worry about.
All right, then. We won't worry.
Good. Of course, a lot depends on how our lines turn out in practice on period. But I don't see any pressing need for me to take the space in an Eagle with the contents of an operating theater.
No, that's right. Of course, the beauty of this situation is that with the moon in a fixed orbit round Piri, we can return as and when we like.
So when someone needs an operation, we bring him back to Alpha, perform the operation, and return.
That's it. Yes. Best of both worlds.
Well, you're just in time. We're planning the last phase of Operation Exodus.
Here
right now.
Do you have any idea what you'll find down there?
No. Your reports were remarkably explicit, but of course I want to see for myself.
Reports?
Yes, look. Here.
You sound like my reports. It's a lot of phony information. Now listen to me. The Guardians attacked our computer. It's attacking your minds.
Isn't it wonderful? We've almost come to the end of our journey.
Helen, listen to me, please. I've been down there. I've seen what it's done to Kano, Davis, and Irving. Cabbages!
And to think we almost went right by it. Well, he's scheduled for Medical Eagle number 10. He'll be adequately taken care of.
It's good to believe in, Commander.
Computer, I ordered auxiliary services only. Deactivate banks 1 to 8 immediately.
Commander's instruction in direct conflict with orders of the Guardian.
Same one left on Alpha.
All right, if you're, that's the way you feel.
Now listen to me. You're in danger. The Guardian is taking over your mind.
John, listen.
Victor, listen to me.
John, it's all right.
Helena. Whose order?
Operation Exodus Committee.
I said who? An individual.
Dr. Russell.
Grounds?
Diminished responsibility. Your freedom threatens the safety of Alpha.
No, computer. You threaten the safety of Alpha.
Well, John is conscious again, but computer says he's as pigheaded as ever.
Well,
let's not take him.
Oh, he'll want to come. He'll change his mind.
He's so inflexible.
Well, a few days' solitude will soon straighten him out. Tell you what, we'll leave him in Eagle, and then when he comes to his senses, he can join us in his own good time. Hmm?
Okay.
Thank you.
computer. I have to talk to someone.
Auxiliary services available only. Computer has removed to planet Piri. Auxiliary services available only.
I took you for a strong old man, John Kearney. But just how long do you think you can last? 3 days of despair have reduced you to pills to help you sleep the hours away. In this crude human way, you try to numb your mind against the Guardian. And yet the Guardian could make the process so much easier for you. If only you would choose the Pyrian way. You fought hard in the struggle for survival. The burden of responsibility has almost been unbearable. And yet you've borne it. Now you can relax and enjoy the peace that you've earned for your people. Your wounds are healed. And your friend, Dr. Russell, has not had to lift a finger. You see? Her nerves are relaxed. Her appetites assuaged. The struggle is over. And you can join her in paradise.
No. Leave me with my pain. It reminds me I'm human. For some reason, you brought us here, fixed us in orbit around your planet, and have reduced my people to that.
By your presence in our universe, you have disturbed the peace of Piri. You must be made fit to live here. That is the Guardian's directive.
Is that why your Guardian sabotaged our computer?
Your computer was not sabotaged. It was merely taken over for the Guardian's use. Of all things on Alpha, its mind was most nearly perfect. It most readily accepted the dominion of the Guardian.
That may be all right for the computer because it's a machine, but we're human beings. We can't exist in Pyrian terms. You say you're the servant of the Guardian. Can't you make them understand this? What of the Pyrians themselves? Can't they see we face annihilation?
Perfection is absolute. You must be made perfect.
Not even to have to worry about the problems of day-to-day subsistence. I used to dream about this.
Mm.
to opt out, to be able, at long last, to fulfill our true potential as thinking human beings.
There's John. I wonder if we should go to meet him. He'll find his way.
Sandra. The Pyrians, where are they? Sandra!
There are many forms of life. This is beautiful.
Paul, I need your help.
We're all so happy.
The Pyrians, where are they?
We're happy.
Helena! Helena! Helena!
Easy, Commander. Easy.
Helena! 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 Helena, why didn't you answer me?
John, you've come to join us at last.
Where are the Pyrians?
They've given us eternal life.
Come on.
Oh, that's John.
My heart's stopped.
Worse, much worse. It's good to have you back. To start at the beginning, tell me exactly what happened. You're on the planet Piri.
Oh, yes. The Exodus. We went down to the planet.
Tell me about the people. How do they welcome you?
There was just this light.
That's the Guardian. I want to know about the people who control it.
I didn't see any people.
Helena, you were in a trance. Think hard. Were there any machines?
Nothing. Nothing moves. There's no sign of life.
No sign of life. That's it. There is no life. There are no Pyrians.
Creatures of the moon! The Guardian's task is to take pain from your lives and make them perfect.
We are grateful!
We are grateful!
The Guardian has made you happy.
We are happy!
We are happy!
And peaceful.
We are peaceful!
And you would not have your peace disturbed?
No!
There is one amongst you who threatens your happiness. Who comes to destroy your peace. He will not accept the dominion of the Guardian. He must be destroyed.
Destroy him!
He's your commander, John Kearney. You must destroy him so the Guardian may live and protect you forever.
No!
There's Kearney.
Go back to Alpha.
No longer in command, Kearney.
Why don't you go back?
We want to stay here.
Helena, stay back. Helena, this way. He's only stunned.
There's no place on Piri for you, Koenig.
You're destroying our peace, Koenig. We're going to kill you now.
Where are your own people? They don't exist, do they? No, because they died, just as my people are dying right now, of total apathy. This is what passes for life on Piri.
So when you destroy the girl, you destroy the Guardian.
And with no Guardian to suspend time, time was restored. And there we were, right back on our original course past the planet.
Commander! Computer has analyzed the data from the long-range sensors. Planet Piri now has life, water, vegetation, everything.
We brought a dead planet back to life. Maybe we should have stayed.